And the battle between President Trump and the outspoken father of a UCLA basketball player continues to escalate on Twitter. Yesterday, the president reacted to a Washington Post columnist who had criticized Trump's pattern of attacks on prominent African Americans. Trump then responded by tweeting in all caps, "Make America Great Again." And Twitter, of course, took notice. Let's talk about this and some of the other stories from social media this week with Femi Okay. She's host of The Stream on Al Jazeera. Hey, Femi, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Peter.
I'm going to let you set this up. Tell us what this fight is all about and why people are reacting so strongly to what the president tweeted.
So LeVar Ball is a dad of a young man that was caught shoplifting in China, and then he was allowed to leave the country with his other colleagues and his peers. But this is no ordinary dad. He's a former basketball player, a former football player, he's a businessman, he's a personality, and this week he was the taunter-in-chief of the commander-in-chief. So President Trump said, "I was responsible for making sure these young men got out of China and weren't in prison." And he says, "Do you think the three UCLA basketball players will say thank you to President Trump? They were headed for 10 years in jail." Then dad, LeVar, jumps on cable news, jumps on TV and says, "Actually, it wasn't you, Mr. President. There were lots of other things that were going on, and I am definitely not saying thank you to me." All caps back on Twitter, "President Trump, it was me. Too bad. LeVar is just a poor man's version of Don King, but without the hair." Now, you've got to admit that actually is quite funny. But
but some people also said there's racial undertones there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is where Greg Sargent of The Washington Post comes into the conversation. He deals with political news, and he says, "Once again, these rage tweets from the president are part of a pattern. Trump regularly attacks high-profile African-Americans." That tweet, that post, connecting the story and his thoughts to the story, the unpacking of this whole Twitter battle between LeVar Ball and the president, he posted this, and then beneath it, President Trump tweeted in great big letters, all caps, "Make America Great Again." Now, I want to tell you that this was on Thanksgiving Day. Remember that, Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
Shock and support. So, with reactions.
Semi, right. I mean, it has taken a while to unpack that, but telling the whole story is important. And when people saw that Thanksgiving tweet from the president, what I saw on Twitter was people wondering out loud, was that a mistake? Did I really just see that?
Yes. Here's a very appropriate Twitter handle for this story. "Yes, you're racist," says, "How have you still not deleted this?" In capital letters. And Ali Bobali says, "You know, I don't understand how I'm still surprised or that the bar can be lowered, and then I'm surprised that it has been lowered." But also, some support for the president. Surfer Mum 75 says, "Much respect to the president. Hashtag MAGA." And Battlefront Gen 1 says, "Nice one, sir." So again, split on social media. The president definitely has his supporters and obviously his detractors.
You know, another story that's getting some attention, a little bit awkward. There's a nude selfie of Republican Texas Congressman Joe Barton going around on social media. Now, the congressman has apologized for this. Some people are questioning his judgment in the first place. But it also comes at a time in this country when many men of power, including in Washington, are being accused of sexual misconduct. But in this case, there's a twist, because there's a possibility that Congressman Barton was the victim in this situation. How are you seeing that go over on social media?
I think the reason why this is important is because any of us who are on social media or might be in relationships with people and we're sharing our pictures with these people, what happens if those pictures then become public, which is what happened with this very intimate selfie? It looked like it was a still from a video, a very personal still from a video. If that goes public without your permission, what rights do we have? That's the key to this story. And attorney Mark S. Zay says, and he represents a lot of women who are victims of revenge porn, "Was this revenge porn? Should there be an outcry, or does Barton being a man negate outrage?" I think that's the important thing as we're looking at this story. Should he be considered a victim?
Right. Also, he's a congressman, you know, so the bar might
be
set a little bit higher. Femi Okay, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks so much, as always.
You're welcome.